In 1 month's time, North Korea's human rights record will be assessed by the United Nations Human Rights Council under the Universal Periodic Review. North Korea is reported to have one of the worst human rights records in the world, but monitoring the situation is difficult due to restrictions imposed by the ruling regime. At a hearing today at the UK Parliament's Portcullis House in London, two defectors from North Korea gave evidence of abuse and torture by security officials there. One of the defectors, Lee Sung-A, was arrested simply for being Christian and endured imprisonment for 4 years. Speaking through a translator, she told us more about her experience.
In 1997, she went to China because of the food shortage in North Korea. The situation was so bad that her husband died because of malnutrition, and her four children were very weak as well because of food shortage. Now, she went to China to see her cousin, who referred her to a church in China. She went to church, met the pastor, and he asked her to stay for a month to study the Bible, which she did. So after a month of studying Christianity, she became a Christian, and then she decided to return back to her four children, and she took with her five Bibles. She went back to North Korea and was then imprisoned because she was a Christian. There were approximately 1,000 people in this prison, and this prison was not made of brick and mortar, but the condition was so bad that they didn't even have a building. So what they did was to dig holes where they put leaves, and this is where they found shelter from rain and wind. There were so many people dying daily. 30 to 40 people were dying because there was no food and people were so poor and the condition was so bad. In this prison, the guards didn't care about life and death. There was basically no distinction between life and death. Illness, sickness was not treated, and the death toll was incredibly high.